And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Marissa Melton. U.S. Climate Envoy John Kerry said on Saturday that the world's major economies must stretch to do more at next month's UN climate talks to show they are serious about fighting global warming. The COP26 conference in Glasgow, Scotland, aims to secure more ambitious climate action from the nearly 200 countries that signed the 2015 Paris Agreement to limit global warming. New energy and funding pledges from the United States and China have raised negotiators' hopes, but many G20 countries, including major polluters such as China and India, have yet to announce updates of their short-term climate action plans. Youth climate activists include Sweden's Greta Thunberg. They've demanded that policymakers match words with action. They've called for a transparent climate finance system and more grants to help the people who are most affected by climate change. Wealthy nations that pledged a decade ago to mobilize $100 billion a year to help vulnerable countries adapt and transition to cleaner energy are still short of their 2020 goal. U.S. President Joe Biden's popularity has slumped, with half of Americans now approving and half disapproving of his leadership. That's according to a new poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Support for the president, who pledged to bring the country together and restore competence in government, has declined after a slew of challenges in recent weeks at home and abroad. 50% now say they approve of Biden, while 49% disapprove. That's the approval number is down from